listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Forever in love. lights of wonder. You shine a guiding light. And the more you lead me, the more I follow you home. And the more you teach me, of mind. Your love is always perfect. You say seek, you shall find. And the more you lead me, the more I follow you home. And the more you teach me, the more you'll help me see my soul.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast coming at you today, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's topic is going to be about one of the areas that I, as well as one of my employees, are involved in, which I never thought that I would get involved in, and for good reasons, not bad reasons. So, doing group songwriting and music sessions at drug and alcohol counseling centers or recovery treatment centers or addiction and recovery, anything along those lines. It has been quite a remarkable experience. And I feel like there's a special place in my heart for those who are really going through an inward and outward struggle with their addiction. It has become a huge epidemic in our society today, especially with heroin. And I really do believe I've witnessed some miracles happen for the individuals who are going through probably some of the darkest moments of their life, trying to really figure out who they are,
without the use of drugs or alcohol, really discover and do a ton of inner work, meditation and prayer and reading and really spending time in silence and then time in groups as well, because it's good to be around other people and to share that struggle and know that you're not alone. But I wanted to share a little bit about some of the experiences I've had in the Drug and Alcohol Counseling Center that I've been going to. It's an outpatient place, and it's in Ewing. And I go there, and I spend time with usually a handful of individuals. The biggest group I've ever had has been 8 people in a room. The smallest has been like 2 or 3. And we get together and write songs. So I kind of come at it with the idea that none of these people know how to write a song. Some of them might, but I always go in with the assumption that nobody knows how to write a song, so I kind of lead them through it. And it's really neat. We kind of pick a topic, what we want to write about, and then we kind of extrapolate ideas from that topic and collaborate and bounce ideas back and forth, put it on a big whiteboard. And then we start picking out words that kind of make sense or phrases that we'd like to use. And then it gets into like words that we can rhyme with it and what's going to make sense with it and what's going to sound good melodically and musically. And it's really neat to kind of throw these ideas back and forth. And from there, we pick the musical key, whether how fast we want the song or how slow we want it. And then we start really kind of honing in on what we want to write about. Usually session 2 or 3, we've finally started putting music to it and then coming up with a little bit of a melody or rhyme scheme that goes along with some of the words, phrases, ideas that we've had. This is where some of the really cool work is done. And it gets people's minds moving in ways that they might not have thought of. I know I've seen some miracles. And one of them has to do with a man who's in his late 50s. I'm not going to mention his name. And he came up to me and told me after maybe 2 or 3 months there, I've seen him every week. It's a 45-minute session. And he told me one of these days that I was a person in his life that's saved his life. And I almost cried. I couldn't believe it. I'm there one day a week for 45 minutes. That's it. And this guy thought that highly of me because I was just being myself, trying to show love and compassion and empathy and try to work towards a common goal of making a crappy situation possibly into a really great one by doing something constructive with our time and our ideas. And I started thinking, wow, I'm not just like helping them write songs and get out what's inside in a positive way. I'm helping them discover things about themselves that maybe they didn't know they could do. And the same thing started happening with a couple other individuals where they had no idea that they could legitimately sing. And some of them, I gotta say, could really sing well. And so after we get through our first song, I thought, oh, let me bring in my recording equipment. And so I brought in my laptop, my microphone, mic stand, and a USB interface that kind of connects the laptop to the microphone so that we can record right into the laptop. I recorded the acoustic guitar at home, any other instruments I thought would be kind of cool, and I brought it in, and we set up a makeshift studio in the room. And I've been asking people, kind of selecting them and encouraging them to maybe sing a verse, and then maybe we do a group chorus, and then somebody else sings a second verse, and then the two people who sang in the verses might sing a duet in the bridge, and then kind of build it from there. And it's been amazing, and I think people have really surprised themselves, and I've really surprised myself in this whole process too, of just people discovering things they didn't think they could do. And so that can be applied to anything in life, like just trying something new and having somebody to kind of almost coach you through that, kind of be there with you, show you the ins and outs a little bit, and just say, look, it's okay if we mess up. Everybody messes up. Nobody's perfect. We make mistakes. Let's learn from it and move on and make some goodness out of it. You know, learn from that and make some great music because of it. And so it's like, wow, people are learning that they could sing. People are learning, wow, like I can really write a song and help be a part of a group and work towards something great together. Can I do this in my own personal life with friends? Can I reconnect with friends and family? Can I continue down this path of righteousness and not fall back, not slip back into like old habits? And it's just about creating all these good habits. And we're doing that by every week showing up and trying to work on this song and chip away at it piece by piece. And it's the same thing that they do every day. They show up to the outpatient center and they work mentally, emotionally, working through what's been going on in their life and trying to build good habits. That's all it is. It's just replacing bad habits with good habits. And it's just been remarkable. So I wanted to share that with you because you might have somebody in your life that is maybe struggling with addiction or struggling with not sure what to do about a situation, and they're very stressed out and anxious and maybe slipping into a little bit of a depression, and they think that drugs and alcohol is a way to kind of numb that feeling and kind of take away dealing with the issue, the problems that are at hand. And you just got to be a good friend, be there for them, and show them that, you know, we can get through this together without the use of substances. It's scary the amount of people that I even know who have died because of an overdose. This has to stop, and we just got to be there for each other more. Put our phones down. Actually listen during a conversation and not say, yeah, while you're looking at your phone. Calling them periodically to check in to see how things are going. Texting them possibly. Meeting up with them if they're having a rough day. You got to be there for each other. And it's not just for those who are struggling with addiction. It's just people in general. Like, we all have something we're going through or something we're battling. We just got to be there for each other more. The world will be a better place because of love, compassion, and empathy for your fellow human being. So I wanted to share that with you. It's just feeling like it was necessary to bring up in these days. So that's it for today, guys. Have a great rest of the day. And it's Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
Give me something to hope for, something to you and me. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me?
Some of my, so call me anytime you want.
forget about the world for a minute or two.